Well, hi everybody. It's Sean from AeroWave Inflatable Boats Australia, and howdy doody. How are you all? I hope you're all well. Look, thank you for listening to me. I just want to let you know who I am and what we are and what AeroWave Inflatable Boats is, and more importantly, you know, how Easy Inflatables works into this whole equation. Just to let you know who I am, I'm a commercial skipper. I've been on the water all my life. I started out in off a little place called Collins Flat. My parents used to take us down to the beach, down to Collins Flat, and it's just a little beach around the Manly, and I grew up basically there as a kid in my speedos, as you do, and just loved the water so much. So Dad bought me my first little Achilles inflatable, and just loved it. And you know, my mum and dad and their, you know, friends, and you know, we sort of inherited the boat from their best friends, and just gave me a little insight into boats. And then, you know, then I got involved on, you know, learning how to sail catamarans with Moringa Shire Council, and you know, learning through the council how to sail. And so, you know, I've worked for many, many different organisations and companies. And then I decided to become a commercial skipper. And that's what I've been doing most of my life. So that's a little bit about me. Now, let me tell you a little bit about why we're doing what we're doing and why you're seeing all this lovely stuff on our website. For many, many years, I watched, I guess, the same thing happen to many, many people around me. And that's inflatable boats failing. So think about the times that I said that I was out on the beach and I was, you know, enjoying myself with my mum and dad. And, you know, that was the first time I actually had my own experience with a damaged seam on an inflatable boat that was less than 12 months old. Back in those days, they used to glue the seams and all that sort of stuff. And, yeah, we had our own issues. I guess when someone buys an inflatable boat, it looks great in the driveway. It looks fantastic, you know. I've got a brig sitting in my driveway, and it's a large boat, and it sits there. And I use it occasionally, with the kids. After two or three seasons later, you know, on a normal boat, fabrics will fade. I've noticed that a lot of people that have got boats, you know, these sorts of boats, the fabric gets chalky, okay? The seams start to weep, and the boat spends more time with a patch kit rather than it being out on the water. And that's just, you don't want that when you're buying a boat. And this is why I'm trying to explain this to you in a human way, all right? Here's a little bit more from me. So I guess those blokes never blame the fabric. Oh, we didn't blame the fabric either, because nobody knew anything about the fabric. The fabric was the fabric. It's great. It's been designed and invented by an inflatable boat company. It has to be unreal, okay? You just decide then straight away inflatables are rubbish and you give up on them. And that's what you do. You have a problem, you give up on it, and then you think, oh, what's it going to cost to get these things fixed? You get a quote and it's $2,000 to repair a seam or a tear. And you think, well, hang on, I only paid $1,000 for the boat. What the hell? So that's why we got started in this business, because we wanted our customers to have the best possible PVC material on the market. And we built the hull outwards instead of it, you know, being price inwards related, all right? So you're getting the right material and it's going to work all the time for you. Our Viper and Sovereign hulls, they basically come with a 1500 GSM, 1.2 millimeter German Valmex material. That is the best PVC material on the market, and I will debate that with anyone apart from Hyperlon. Apart from a 1.2 millimeter Hyperlon. But there are differences between the fabrics, but between Hyperlon and a 1500 GSM 1.2 millimeter German Valmex material. To start with, this PVC material is around about 30% more material than our own AeroCat boat, which is a 0.9 millimeter material. You will get 10 to 12 years out of this boat, or our boats, if you look after them. Okay, especially under the Australian sun, 45 degree heat, okay? And you also get a 7-year warranty on the hull. And we also put overprotection valves on every boat. So your seams aren't going to blow out. The fabric's not going to expand and blow out a welded seam. And I've even seen that happen. everyone, you know, goes, oh, they've got welded seams. That's so good. That's really good. No, it's not. Unless they've got overinflation valves, and you can debate me till I'm blue in the face about this, but unless they've got overinflation valves built into these boats, those tubes expand and you've got to go and let the pressure out, or those welded seams are still going to blow out in 45 to 50 degree heat. And as I said before, we do a lighter aero cap as well, which has got the 0.9 millimeter material, Valmex material in it. It's roughly about 9/10, you know, the boat, basically. So we sell it, and we sell it as a competitor product against other competitors in that 0.9 millimeter material. It is lighter, yes. Great for taking on, great for using one or two times a year, maybe taking it on your caravan trip and then stowing it away and forgetting about it. That's what people tend to do. We don't have a showroom. We have no dealer margin. Australian delivery is included in every price point with our boats. And if there is a duty from an overseas customer coming in on an order, we'll tell you before the order, not after. Our boats work, okay? They work, and they work from the day you get it until the day you want to sell it. We warrant them for 7 years. No other business, no other company in Australia will offer you a 7-year warranty. I want to thank you for listening to me. This is my story and why we're doing this. We want you to join me along with the ride with our product. You can't go wrong, and we just guarantee you cannot go wrong with our product. Thank you.